Blog Talk Radio.
The opening theme of this great show, Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Tarek Brock. He's live in San Francisco this early this morning. Yours truly right down the coast in Los Angeles, Mark Mancini producing it, 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. Setting the bar, handing off the mic in the threes, Tarek. How are you? How can people get a hold of you, the sponsors and everything? And we're in the San Francisco area for about a week. Right after this, you just crossed the bridge and you're in Oakland.
Doing well, man. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Man, doing good. Nice flight out and, you know, looking forward to, you know, beginning our week out here in Northern California as we take on, you know, 2-3 game sets against Oakland and San Francisco, not in that order. First, I just want to say a huge thank you to our sponsors, the Cardio Grind out in Tarzana, California, and P&W BMW in Pittsburgh, man. So just thank you guys so much. So, man, really good night of sports yesterday.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot to talk about, and we'll finish it out with, you know, the homestand. You had the Brewers, too. They came back, and, boy, that Sanchez guy can definitely hit, whether he's hitting for the Yankees, the Padres, or whatever. And you got the best of Chapman, it happens, but the Brewers split, and frustrating in some ways because you want to put the hammer down on them, but that's the way the baseball season goes.
You know, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a good game. They got out early with Contreras hitting a home run, in the first inning, and then, you know, we come back, you know, later, and Joey Bart hits a 3-run home run, and, you know, things was just moving from there. Ran into a little bit of traffic, and they bring in a pinch hitter and Gary Sanchez, guy that's, to be on one of those strongman contests. Turned around 102, fastball from Aroldis Chapman, to hit it in the bleachers. It was just good baseball right there. He did what he needed to do to get on time with the fastball. And when you look at it on film, the fastball was tailing away and it was up and out the zone. And man, he put a good swing on it. So we'll have to take the 2-game split. And then also looking forward to, doing some damage out here on the West Coast.
You know, when you look at the division, and I know you'll play 4 more series, you got the Giants, the A's, you'll come home, you get the Rockies and Angels, and you finally get another in-division foe in the Cubs. But when you look at the division, not to disrespect these other divisions, the National League, but it seems like your division is almost like the SEC. You guys, beat up on each other, and whoever comes out of there is battle-tested. Is that a pretty good assessment of what this division is?
Yeah, I mean, the division is very, very athletic. I mean, after seeing, the Brewers and just seeing, man, they had just like a bunch of jackrabbits out there. Chicago, is a really good team, and they're young and athletic as well. And then we know the team Cincinnati is. And it's like, that's where our division is. It's speed, it's quickness, it's power. And you have to play according to, the style of your division, or you're going to be left behind. So it'd be really good to, see what the, NL West is like right now and the AL West is like, and see where we are and just get out and you just put pressure on these two teams.
Yeah, when they're looking at the Giants, quite different from last year. They made some adjustments, bringing in some guys. Blake Snell's there and everything. Bob Melvin's up there managing them now, coming up from San Diego. What are you looking for in this series to bounce back and give these guys a run for their money before you head over to Oakland?
Yeah, I mean, this is dang near like a spring training game because, you know, we got guys that, you know, we haven't seen, you know, Kyle Harrison. We got tonight. I mean, we got Keaton Wynn later, and we're familiar with Jordan Hicks, but as a reliever, not as a starter. So for us, it's just, you know, getting out early, putting some good swings on you know, those guys and put pressure on them. They've been playing a little bit better as of late, maybe I think 6 of their last 7 after the start that they got off to. So it just, for us, it just keep going, you know, where we're going, but also just tighten up and clean up some stuff. You know, we left, you know, runners on base without, you know, punching them in and moving them in. So that's something that, you know, we'll tighten up here and probably do a little bit more situational hitting and go from there. And then we expect our pitchers to go out and just throw well and play good defense.
Yeah, and now when you come in and you face a team like this, they're below 500, and we know the season, we haven't even got the, you know, 40 games yet. But this is, I guess the mindset is when you look at a team that's under 500 that's been struggling, you want to get in there and take them from the start and get the heck out of town and just leave them where they are. Would that be a proper mindset to look at as a team under 500?
Yeah, I mean, you just want to, you know, get out, get on them early. You know, it's like not trying to fill out nothing. You're just trying to go out and just attack, you know, get on the board and then, you know, get them to a point where they're having to push, right? It's like, you know, having a boxer down by points in the last round. And, you know, now they got to extend themselves. And then hopefully we could just deliver a knockout blow and you know, capture the first one and then carry that momentum on. Because as we go, the games get quicker and quicker. So you got like 7, then you got like a 6-ish or a 5-ish, and then you turn around and then you got like a 12:31 o'clock game. So, you know, this series is pretty much going to go by rather quickly.
Right. And, you know, last year, a week in New York. This year, it's almost like a week in the Bay Area. That's got to be nice. And I know Monday we'll talk about the Oakland situation in there and stuff, but, you know, gives you time to see the city after you have the business with the Giants, a little good morning walk and do the pier and the Golden Gate Bridge and the Embarcadero. I mean, there's got to be so much to do in a week out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, guys are, you know, trying to, you know, entertain themselves, and, you know, there's certain, you know, plans that the guys have going, which is good, and the weather should be pretty good as we go along, too. I think it's in, like, some 70s, mid-70s, maybe low 80s before we leave, so that'll be good, too, because the cool thing is, like, you know, this is some guys' first time out in, you know, California,
yeah.
And it's like, hey, guys, don't forget, you know, we come back out again. So, yeah, I mean, it's good, you know. The cool thing is, if the traffic is brutal, you know, going
yeah.
to Oakland, that could be one thing. But, yeah, having a week in one place and not having to change hotels is good.
Yeah, we're not in Cincinnati, boys. It cost a lot in California.
Absolutely. When they go get coffee this morning, they'll find out.
Well, exactly. The surcharge. Hey, the NFL draft last night, we talked about in the pre-chat, any surprises? Boy, I'll tell you one thing, the Bears and the Vikings really solidified themselves, and they just slid in a slot there to really take it up another level. Was there any surprises on your thing?
I think the one surprise was the Falcons, you know, when, you know,
yeah.
taking Michael Penix Jr., when they just, you know, gave Kirk Cousins a 4-year deal. You know, don't know what was going on there. The other surprise was, like, you know, Oakland, you know, or not Oakland, Las Vegas, not getting, you know, a quarterback, you know, trying to figure if they were going to trade up or something like that. But it was just really good to see those young quarterbacks go and then see the receivers get off the board as well. And so, but it left a lot of good defensive players, you know, on the board as well. So it was good to see the young kid from UCLA, you know, Latu get picked, even though, you know, they put it on the Trojans last year. So it was good to get him out the way and hear his story you know, to turn it around after being, you know, saying that medically, you know, to retire. So
yeah.
to do that and to be a first-round draft choice is really cool.
Quarterbacks went first time since 83. It looked like all these quarterbacks came out, and when you looked at it, it was just simply amazing. But, man, oh, man, just looking at that draft, I think that Jaden Daniels kid is ready to go. Big frame on him, 6'4", 2-something. So I think he'll fit into Washington's scheme of things. And we'll find out with some of these other guys in the draft too. But, man, oh, man, it was nice on a whole. But the confusing one, the other confusing one on my part was Drake May going to New England with the third choice. I thought they would, you know, kind of, you know, change it up a little. It's going to be interesting with him, maybe Bo Nix in Denver, so we'll find out with those two. But I think the other couple guys, Williams and Daniels, are they're playoff ready.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears, you know, was doing, they did everything prior to, like, they did it. They just, they nailed it, right? They had, you know, guys come in, they had them throw, work out with, you know, with his teammates, you know, that he's going to be. And then actually with the receiver that they drafted, you know, they had those two in town working together and was able to
yeah.
keep all that quiet, which I thought was really good. So they did a really good job there. And then the Commanders, you know, definitely needed a quarterback, somebody that could, one, you know, deliver the football on time, but then also be able to scramble as well. You know, so I just hope that they both do well. Like, it'll be really good for the league. Those guys come out and perform well. But, you know, C.J. Stroud set the bar high. So we'll see how things go moving forward.
Yeah, and with a couple minutes and some change left in this, the Lakers, your Lakers are on the brink of being pushed to the offseason. Just something about the Nuggets, 11 in a row now with those guys. I still think they're going to get beat in the playoffs, even if they get past the Lakers. I told you earlier, I like the Clippers and the Bucks, and we'll find out how this thing shakes. But, boy, I'll tell you one thing. I look for Philly to come back on New York, and Minnesota is going to take out Phoenix, I think. I think Phoenix is lacking something there. Is there anything that stands out with you from afar with the NBA playoffs, and the Lakers are going to have to do something during the offseason?
Yeah, the Lakers are done. I mean that's just that they can't win with this group here. I mean, you saw they gave their best shot, you know, in Denver in game two, and then, you know, get their hearts ripped out, and then you go home. And then, you know, when we land and we get to the hotel and you turn on the TV and like, you know, it's 40-something seconds left and they're down. You go, oh, man, this is just it. Denver just has their just have their number. Like, they're going to have to change that whole roster in order for that to happen. So that's going to be, you know, one or two things. You know, AD is going to have to move and being able to, you know, get somebody or, you know, hopefully lure one other free agent in. Which would be hard to do because you don't know how many years LeBron's going to play. I just think that the New York-Philly series, I think it should heat up a little bit more. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Clippers and the Mavs play. That was a really
yeah.
good game with the Mavs still in the game, you know, down in L.A. So I'm really looking forward to see how that's going to play going back to, you know, Dallas.
Yeah, that should be an interesting one. And Doncic is great, but If they put a gun to my head and told me who would I take, Nowitzki or Doncic, I'm taking Nowitzki. There's something about Nowitzki for all the years that he played there. I mean, but Doncic is good, but I'm taking Nowitzki. Boy almighty, we wrap this thing up, and I'll let you get out there and walk the bridge, and maybe the wife is coming out this weekend and watching you guys and spending some time in Oakland. I can't wait to talk to you Monday in Oakland. The start of that series in the last year in Oakland. So let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, the sponsors and everything. And man, oh man, take care
yeah.
of these Giants.
Yes, yeah, we'll definitely get going tonight here at Oracle Park. So you can find me online on X, TARRIKSR, Facebook, first and last name, and on Instagram, first and last name, and at the SR on there. And again, a huge shout out to our sponsors, PNW, BMW in Pittsburgh and the Cardio Grind down in Tarzana, California, bro. So look, really quick, I'm calling the shot tonight. Edwin Olivares is going to deliver one in the left center field gap tonight.
Wow. I'm going with O'Neill Cruz tonight. I got O'Neill Cruz. You got Olivares. It should be interesting. And, you know, the boys are keeping tabs on me. I said, hey, you know, only lost two series. You guys have lost four with the Dodgers. So we got a running feud with the – I got Dodger Nation. But I'll leave you with this thought. I go every year I hear Dodger Nation, the Cowboy Nation, and the New York Rangers tell me what they're going to do. And every year it comes out the same. On that note, I love you. Take care of those guys. We'll talk Monday from Oakland. Have a blessed one. He's Tarek Brock in San Francisco. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Monday across the bay. Till then, have a blessed weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great one, Tarek.
You too.
Thank you.